Beautiful. Thank you, team. Incredible job. Lovely. Now, what order shall we do this in? We'll do this order. Throughout our summer, we will be offering colouring. And so over on this table over here, sorry, Chris, there are pens. There will be crayons and there will also be pictures. They are for everybody, remember? We're doing all of this together. So if it's easier for you to concentrate whilst colouring in, whatever age you are, do it. It's okay. You know, you see a lot of people at conferences taking notes. That's so that they can read them back later on. Take the Joseph picture and maybe write all over it, colour it in so that you can remember for later on. Okay, I encourage it, all ages, to be colouring in. Colouring in has been proven to be good for our mental health. Did you know that? Yeah. All right, so I encourage you, the crayons are over there, the pens are over there, whatever age you are, go. Go, 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 you can colour in. Anybody and everybody can colour in. There's different pictures. Yes, love that. Excellent. Whilst you're doing that, I'm also going to show what's inside of my summer suitcase. Yes, this is what we want. Benjamin, do you want to come and help me? Do you want to help me as well, Amelia? Okay, cool, come here. Right, can you pick out one of those things, please? Cool, show it to everybody. Sometimes when we're on holiday, some people might enjoy to spend time in their garden. What do you do with this, Ben? Do you know?
Water your plants.
Oh, very good. I didn't know what that was until I met Claire, so that's amazing. Excellent job watering the plants. Maybe you are going to enjoy doing that whilst you rest. Amelia, pick out one of the other things, please. Oh. Can you tell me what that is?
A spade.
A spade. Where would we use a spade?
The seaside.
At the seaside. Exactly right. Are you going to get to go to the seaside? Do we know? Are we going to get to... Yes, we are going to get to the seaside. We need to take bucket and spade with us, right? We need to enjoy being at the beach. Beautiful place just to rest and to chill out. Ben, could you get the last one out, that one out? Ooh. Ooh, what's that for?
A tennis racket.
Oh, I thought it was a fly swat. No? It is a tennis racket. Do you enjoy playing games, Ben?
Yeah.
What's your favourite game to play? Do you like tennis? Yeah. You do. Do you like football?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good playing games, isn't it, out in the garden and playing around.
I also like Tig.
You like Tig? Yeah, especially around church. Yeah? Game afterwards. All right, so we might, as we relax and we take on a different rhythm, we might actually play a bit of sport that we don't regularly get to play. All right, all these things I don't take a watering can on holiday, but I definitely take these two things on holiday. Now, there's one more thing in here. You can water your daddy's head, indeed. So... Well, there's a tap in the toilet. No. Your dad's at the back going, no. What's this? Amelia, can you pull that out? Oh. Right, Ben, I want you just to stand here at the front like this. Face everybody. Put your arms out like that. Okay. Now, very, very carefully, can you walk to your dad? Well done, Benjamin. Thank you, mate. Give him a round of applause. Good lads. Can you bring it back to me? Because I'm going to hang it up here because part of the Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat, thank you, Amelia, you can take your seat as well as Ben takes his seat. Thank you very much. Because we know that Joseph gets a very, very special coat. The coat is quite significant. It's quite important because what it does is it sets him apart. We already know that Joseph is Jacob's favorite, his dad. And by him giving him this coat, which is adorned apparently with jewels and is beauty and is amazing, it sets Joseph apart, which might not be the best start in life when you've got older brothers. You know? Because I know in my life, I always felt as though my brother was that, the special one. And some of us in here may be feeling the same. It's really interesting, though. I talk to my brother and he thinks that I'm that. Because I did the church thing and he chose not to. And so he thinks I'm Joseph and I think he's Joseph. Why? Because it felt as though there was a lot more time that mum and dad spent taking him all over the country playing football. Not bitter at all. All right. But there's something about this coat that sets Joseph apart. And throughout this whole story, Joseph is different. Okay. He partly chooses to be different, but he is also set apart for a purpose, for a reason. He is also annoying. Okay. If you've got brothers or sisters, you're annoying. If they think you're annoying and you think they're annoying, okay? If you haven't got brothers or sisters, okay, cool. Praise the Lord. Because you are the favorite. But this coat sets him apart. And actually, God has got a purpose for Joseph in this being set apart. And later on in Acts chapter 7, it talks about Stephen is before this huge crowd of people and he's going through the whole Bible, it seems, in this little sermon that he's giving. And in verse 9 of chapter 7, he says, though the brothers didn't like him and they sold him, that's next week, God was with him. Throughout this whole story, we will see, but God was with Joseph. But God was with Joseph in the prison. But God was with Joseph when he was in Pharaoh's court. But God was with Joseph, even in the desert, in this beautiful coat. But then in Genesis 37, 1 to 11 is what we're looking at today. We have the coat and we see the bitterness starts already in the brothers and then we get the dreams. That moment where Joseph comes down in the morning and says, guess what? I had a dream. Pre-Martin Luther King. And he says in the first dream that your bundles of wheat will bow down to the one in the middle. And then the next morning, I've had a dream. Well, what was it this time? Well, the sun and the moon and I and then the stars and they all surrounded me and bowed down. And Joseph is really not doing himself any favors. He's really getting to that point of, you're really starting to annoy us now, mate. To the point where it says that his dad pondered, thought these things, and was a little bit unsure about what Joseph was actually talking about, because this is Jacob, one of the forefathers, one of the heroes of the faith, and yet these dreams would suggest that they're going to bow down and worship him. That doesn't seem right to Jacob either. But God gives these dreams. And I just want to think about Joseph for a minute. Yes, he's annoying. Yes, he's a snitch because he tells on his brothers. Yes, he's the favorite. But actually, when God has given him a dream, what is it that God does? Actually, he gets excited by that. And when I'm excited, all I want to do is tell other people. You know, I even got excited about just a little kind of silly thing like clearing my inbox, and I got really excited by it, so I put it all over everywhere because I want to celebrate it. here's Joseph. He comes down and goes, guess what? I've had a dream. The response is no. But he has been given something by God to go and do. He doesn't know the full extent of what that's going to look like. In actual fact, it's way beyond him. At the point of him receiving these dreams, do you think he was going to think, oh, I'm going to go to Egypt? The dreams that God has given you or is going to give you are way beyond what you can physically think about right now. I grew up and was a kids pastor in St. Chad's in Romilly, and we'd been praying, Claire and I, for 2 years about whether we should move or not. It was good. It was easy. I was kids pastor in the church I grew up in as a kid, right? It was ace. But God had started to stir stuff in us. And I had a number of interviews, and I got offered a job. And I was about to tell all of the team that I was leading at New Wine that we were moving, just to let everybody know. But just before it, a lady who was one of my key team members, she emailed me and said, Rick, I think this is for you. I've had the same dream for the last 3 nights, but I don't know if it is for you. I'm like, okay. So she said, this is the dream. The dream is, it was a very prim and proper Victorian-looking garden. And all the people were walking around in Victorian dress. The men had top hats on, the ladies had big dresses on, and they were walking around very regal. But then in the corner was a dirt patch. It was a rubbish dump. It was just not tended to at all. The rest of the garden was beautiful, but that bit. But then one person stood and went to that spot and started to work the ground and started to see life come to it. And she said, Rick, I don't know where you're at, but I think this is for you. Ripon is very yesteryear. The sign as you drive in is, stay a while amongst its ancient charms. All right, I used to joke that they had Woolworths still. It's that backwards. But as Claire and I read that email, it was almost like God just went, there's the final piece of the jigsaw. It is right that you go because you're the one who's going to go to the dirt patch, the bit that's been left and the bit that's overgrown, and you're going to see new life come from it. God still does the dream thing today. And I held on to that dream while I was in Ripon. It was way beyond what I thought it could be. But as time went on, God started to reveal more of that dream to me through what we'd seen. So when we get a dream from God, or someone gives us the picture or the dream, it's always beyond us. This is way beyond Joseph. He's just a 17-year-old kid who's annoying. Sorry, 17-year-olds. But then you've also got, so it's beyond us, but the other thing is, there's always going to be a no. There's always going to be the brothers in our lives. Because when I shared that picture that my friend had had for us with my parents, oh, I don't think that's from God. Sorry, what? Well, no, I don't think it's right. I'm like, hey? It's Ripon. No, I don't think so. There's always going to be, when we have something from God given to us directly from him or from other people, there's always going to be those people that go, really? Is that really from God? And people are always going to be upset. But I'd rather be in the dream where it's way beyond who I am rather than listen to the people who say no. It's okay to have those people around you. It's good, actually, most of the time. But actually, if you know it's from God, actually, those people will go, his brothers are going, not a chance, mate. I'm not going to bow down to you. But still, he goes and he does it. Why? Because he is a dreamer. He is one who has been chosen by God to go and do something incredible. So this morning, whatever age we are, what dreams has God given you? Maybe you're like, I've never had a dream from God. I just eat too much cheese. But God has probably, with some of us in this space, given us dreams that we haven't yet seen fulfilled. Others of us have never had a dream from God. And so this morning, as we start this journey, if we know that God has given us a dream, but we've not seen it yet, I want you to lay it before him again and go, God, if this is from you, I trust it to you. I walk it with you. Because in this story with Joseph, it wasn't like he had the dreams and 10 minutes later he was there being the leader of in Pharaoh's house. It was a journey. It was years. But then also for some of us, if we've never had a dream, I dare you to just say, God, what dream have you got for me? I know I'm chosen. I know I'm a child of God because I've sung it this morning. But what dream have you got for me? And allow yourself to be open to what it is that God has given you. Joseph is a dreamer, and God was with him. And God is with you. I'm going to invite the band up. I want us to stand. All of us to stand. And as I was thinking about what we're going to do this morning, I think there's three things. The first one is, do we feel a little bit of resent about either our physical brothers or sisters or something within our church family, our spiritual family, and we've just got a little bit of like bitterness about whatever it is? God is a God who forgives. God is a God who heals. God is a God who brings freedom. And if there is some of that stuff going on in you, I encourage you to lay it before God and take it to God this morning. The other thing is, what are the prayers? Well, no, what are the dreams, sorry, that you have seen, that you feel that God has given you, that you've not yet seen fulfilled? What are you giving back to God? But then also, if you've never had a dream from God, ask him in this next song. Give me a dream. What is it that you've got for me? Be open, pray. So come, Holy Spirit, and touch whichever part of those three things that we've been thinking about. Release dreams, I pray, in this room. Bring back to memory the dreams that we've had that we've forgotten about. And Lord, if there's things about forgiveness in relationships, I pray for your healing touch of freedom on that. Come, Holy Spirit.